Hi, we are Jetpacks for Sale.
And you're listening to Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Mass.
Hello and welcome to the Sleep Deprivation Station. My name is Peter Wolf, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford. Tonight, if you happen to be up at this hour of 3:04 a.m., you will have the pleasure of listening to me use my many years of theater experience to read the esteemed, famous fan fiction, My Immortal. Just a quick warning, this does have, I have never read it before, but if it does have swearing, I'll be censoring that. And it may have references to profane content. If so, I'll put it aside and warn you and skip over it if necessary. Without further ado, oh shit, that, oh poop, that's the microphone. Okay, without further ado, chapter one. Author's note. Special fangs. Get it? Because I'm gothic, too. My GF. Ew, not in that way. Raven, bloody tears 666 for helping me with a story and spelling. You rock! Justin, You're the love of my depressing life. You rock too. MCR rocks. Hi, my name is Ebony Darkness Dementia Ravenway, and I have long ebony black hair, that's how I got my name, and purple streaks and red tips that reach my mid-black and icy blue eyes. Like lipid tears. And a lot of people tell me that I look like Amy Lee. Authors note, if you don't know who she is, get the heck out of here. I'm not related to Gerard Way, but I wish I was, because he's a major effing hottie. I'm a vampire, but my teeth are straight and white. I have pale white skin. I'm also a witch, and I go to magic school called Hogwarts in England, where I'm in the seventh year, I'm 17, and I'm a goth, in case you couldn't tell, and I wear mostly black. I love Hot Topic, and I buy all my clothes from there. For example, today I was wearing a black corset with a matching lace around it, and a black leather miniskirt, pink fishnets, and black combat boots. I was wearing black lipstick, white foundation, black eyeliner, and red eyeshadow. I was walking outside Hogwarts. It was snowing and raining, so there was no sun, which I was very happy about. A lot of preps stared at me. I put up my middle finger at them. "Hey, Ebony!" shouted a voice. I looked up. It was Draco Malfoy. "What's up, Draco?" I said. "Nothing," he said shyly. But then I heard my friends call me and I had to go away. Author's note, is it good? Please tell me, Fangs! Chapter 2. Author's note. Fangs to Bloody Tear 666 for helping me with the chapter. BTW, prep stop flaming my story, okay? The next day, I woke up in my bedroom. It was snowing and raining again. I opened the door of my coffin and drank some blood from the bottle I had. My coffin was black ebony, and inside it was hot pink velvet with black lace on the ends. I got out of my coffin and took my giant My Chemical Romance t-shirt, which I use for pajamas. Instead, I put on a black leather dress, a pentagram necklace, combat boots, and black fishnets on. I put on four pairs of earrings in my pierced ears and put my hair in a kind of messy bun. My friend Willow, author note, Raven, this is you, woke up and then grinned at me. She flipped her long waist-length raven black hair with pink streaks and opened her forest green eyes. She put on her Marilyn Manson t-shirt with a black mini, fishnets, and pointy high-heeled boots. We put on our makeup. Black lipstick, white foundation, and black eyeliner. OMG, I saw you talking to Draco Malfoy yesterday, she said excitedly. Yeah? So? I said, blushing. Do you like Draco, she asked, as we went out of the Slytherin common room and into the Great Hall. No, I so effing don't, I shouted. Yeah, right, she exclaimed. Just then, Draco walked up to me. Hi, he said. Hi, I replied, flirtily. Guess what? He said. What? I asked. Well, Good Charlotte are having a concert in Hogsmeade, he told me. Oh my effing god, I screamed. I love GC. They're my favorite band besides My Chemical Romance. Well, do you want to go with me? He asked. I gasped. Chapter 3. Author's note. Stop flaming the story preps, okay? Otherwise, Fangs to the gothic people for the good reviews. Fangs again, Raven. Oh yeah, BTW, I don't own this or the lyrics for good Shralot. On the night of the concert, I put on my black lace-up boots and high heels. Underneath them were ripped red fishnets. Then I put on a black leather mini dress with all this corset stuff in the back and front. I put on matching fishnets on my arms. I straightened my hair and made it look all spiky. I felt a little depressed again. Okay, I don't know if I can say this on air. I felt a little depressed then. So I engaged in an act of self-harm. I read a depressing book while I waited for it to stop bleeding, and I listened to some GC. I painted my nails black and put on tons of black eyeliner. Then I put on some black lipstick. I didn't put on foundation because I was pale anyway. I drank some human blood so I was ready to go to the concert. I went outside. Draco was waiting there in his flying car. He was wearing a Simple Plan t-shirt. They would play at the show too. Baggy black skater pants. Black nail polish. And a little eyeliner. Author's note. A lot of Focool's boys wear it, okay? Hi, Draco. I said in a depressed voice. Hi, Ebony. He said back. We walked into his flying black Mercedes-Benz, the license plate said 666, and flew to the place with the concert. On the way, we listened excitedly to Good Charlotte and Marilyn Manson. We both smoked cigarettes and drugs. When we got there, we both hopped out of the car. We went to the mosh pit at the front of the stage and jumped up and down as we listened to Good Charlotte. You come in cold, they're covered in blood, they're also happy you've arrived. The doctor cuts your cord, hands you to your mom, she sets you free in this life, sang Joel. Author's note, I don't own the lyrics to that song. Joel is so effing hot, I said to Draco, pointing to him as he sung, filling the club with his amazing voice. Suddenly, Draco looked sad. What's wrong? I asked as we moshed to the music. Then I caught on. Hey, it's okay. I don't like him better than you, I said. Really? Asked Draco sensitively as he put his arm around me, all protective. Really, I said. Besides, I don't even know Joel, and he's going out with Hillary effing Duff. I effing hate that little B word, I said disgustedly, thinking of her ugly blonde face. The night went on really well, and I had a great time. So did Draco. At the concert, we drank some beer and asked Benji and Joel for their autographs and photos with them. We got GC concert tees. Draco and I crawled back into the Mercedes-Benz, but Draco didn't go back to Hogwarts. Instead, he drove the car into the Forbidden Forest. Oh, this chair is so squeaky. Chapter 4. Author's note. I said stop flaming, okay? Ebony's name is Enobi Newt Mary Sue, okay? Draco is so in love with her that he is acting different. They knew each other before, okay? Draco, I shouted. What the F do you think you're doing? Draco didn't answer, but he stopped the flying car and he walked out of it. I walked out of it too, curiously. What the effing heck? I asked angrily. Ebony? He asked. What? I snapped. Draco leaned in extra close, and I looked into his gothic red eyes. He was wearing color contacts, which revealed so much depressing sorrow and evilness. And then suddenly, I didn't feel mad anymore. And then, suddenly, as Draco kissed me passionately, Draco climbed on top of me and we started to make out keenly against a tree. What the hell are you doing, mother effers? It was Dumbledore! Chapter 5. Author's note. Stop flaming! If you flam, it means you're a prep or a poser. The only reason Dumbledore swore is because he had a headache, okay? And on top of that, he was mad at them for having intercourse. I'm not updating until I get 5 good reviewers. Dumbledore made Draco and I follow him. He kept shouting at us angrily. You ludicrous fools, he shouted. I started to cry, tears of blood down my pallid face. Draco comforted me. When we went back to the castle, Dumbledore took us to Professor Snape and Professor McGonagall, who were both looking very angry. You were committing acts in the Forbidden Forest, he yelled in a furious voice.
Why did you do such a thing, you mediocre dunces? Asked Professor McGonagall.
How dare you? Demanded Professor Snape.
And then Draco shrieked, Because I love her! Everyone was quiet. Dumbledore and Professor McGonagall still looked mad, but Professor Snape said,
Fine. Very well. You may go up to your rooms.
Draco and I went upstairs while the teachers glared at us.
Are you okay, Ebony?
Draco asked me gently.
Yeah, I guess. I lied.
I went to the girls' room, brushed my teeth and my hair, and changed into a low-cut black floor-length dress with red lace all around it and black high heels. When I came out, Draco was standing in front of the bathroom and started to sing I Just Wanna Live by Good Charlotte. I was so flattered, even though he wasn't supposed to be there. We hugged and kissed. After that, we said goodnight, and he reluctantly went back to his room. My Immortal, Chapter 6. Author's note.
Shuts up, preps, okay? P.S. I will not update until you give me good revoirs.
The next day, I woke up in my coffin. I put on a black mini skirt that was all ripped around the end, and a matching top with red skulls over it, and high-heeled boots that were black. I put on two pairs of skull earrings and two crosses in my ears. I spray-painted my hair purple. In the Great Hall, I ate some Count Chocula cereal with blood instead of milk and a glass of red blood. Suddenly, someone bumped into me. All the blood spilled over my top. Idiot! I shouted angrily. I regretted saying it when I looked up because I was looking into the pale white face of a gothic boy with spiky black hair and red streaks in it. He was wearing so much eyeliner that I was going down his face, and he was wearing black lipstick. He didn't have glasses anymore, and now he was wearing red contacts just like Draco's, and there was no scar on his forehead anymore. He had a manly stubble on his chin. He had a sexy English accent. He looked exactly like Joel Madden. He was so sexy that my body went all hot when I saw him, kind of like skip that. I'm so sorry, he said in a shy voice.
That's all right. What's your name? I questioned.
My name is Harry Potter, although most people call me Vampire these days, he grumbled.
Why? I exclaimed.
Because I like the taste of human blood, he giggled.
Well, I'm a vampire, I confessed.
Really? He whimpered.
Yeah, I roared. We sat down to talk for a while. Then Draco came up behind me and told me he had a surprise for me, so I went away with him.
My Immortal, Chapter 7, Bring Me to Life. Author's note. Well, okay, you guys, I'm only writing this because I got 5 god woos, and BTW, I won't write the next chapter till I get 10 god Vons, still flaming, or I'll report you. Ebony isn't a Mary Sue, okay? She isn't perfect. She's a satanitz, and she has problems. She's depressed, for God's sake.
Draco and I held out our pale white hands with black nail polish as we went upstairs.
I was wearing red satanist sings on my nails in red nail polish. Author's note. Scene, does that sound like a Mary Sue to you? I waved at a vampire. Dark misery was in his depressed eyes. I guess he was jealous of me that I was going out with Draco. Anyway, I went upstairs excitedly with Draco. We went into his room and locked the door. Then we started Frenching passively. And we took off each other's clothes enthusiastically. He,
Skip that. And I saw a tattoo I had never seen before on Draco's arm. It was a black heart with an arrow through it. On it, in bloody gothic writing, were the words, "Vampire!" I was so angry. "You idiot!" I shouted angrily, jumping onto the bed. "No, no, but you don't understand," Draco pleaded. But I knew too much. "You effing idiot," I shouted. "You probably have AIDS anyway." I put on my clothes, all huffily, and then stomped out. Draco ran out, even though he was naked. He had a really big you-know-what, but I was too mad to care. I stomped out and did so until I was in a vampire's classroom who was having a lesson with Professor Snape and some other people. "Vampire Potter, you mother effer," I yelled. My Immortal, Chapter 8. Author's note. Stop flassing, okay? If you do, then you're a prep. Everyone in my class stared at me. And then Draco came into my room, even though he was naked, and started begging me to take him back. "Ebony, it's not what you think," Draco screamed sadly. My friend, Bloody Mary Smith, yelled at me, understatedly. She flipped her long, waist-length, gothic black hair and opened her crimson eyes like blood that she was wearing contact lenses on. She had pale white skin that she was wearing white makeup on. Hermione was kidnapped when she was bored. Her real parents are vampires, and one of them is a witch, but Voldemort's killed her mother, and her father died because he was depressed about it. She still has nightmares about it, and she is very haunted and depressed. It also turns out her real last name is Smith and not Granger, since she has converted to Satanism and she is Slytherin now, not Gryffindor. "What is it that you desire, you ridiculous dimwit?" Snape demeaned angrily in his cold voice. But I ignored him. "Vampire, I can't believe you cheated on me with Draco," I shouted at him. Everyone gasped. I don't know why Ebony was so mad at me. I had went out with a vampire. I'm bi, and so is Ebony. For a while. But then he broke my heart. He dumped me because he liked Brittany, a stupid preppy effer. We were just good friends now. He had gone through horrible problems, and now he was gothic. Like I would hang out with a prep. "But I'm not going out with Draco anymore," said Vampire. "Yeah, effing right. F off, you idiots," I screamed. I ran out the room and into the forbidden forest where I had lost my virility to Draco and then started to burst into tears. Author's note. Stop flaming, okay? I didn't read all the books. This is from the movie, okay? So it's not my fault if Dumbledore swears and beswizz. I said he had a headache. And the reason Snap doesn't like lick Harry now is cause he's Christian and Vampire is a Satanist. My Chemical Romance rocks! I was so mad and sad. I couldn't believe Draco for cheating on me. I began to cry against the tree where I did with Draco. Then, all of a suddenly, an horrible man with red eyes and no nose, and everything started flying towards me on a broomstick. He didn't have a nose, basically like Voldemort in the movie, and he was wearing all black, but it was obvious that he wasn't gothic. It was Voldemort! "No!" I screamed in a scared voice, but then Voldemort shouted, "Imperius!" And I couldn't run away. "Crookshanks!" I yelled at him. Voldemort fell off his broom and started to scream. I felt bad for him, even though I'm a sadist, so I stopped.
"Ebony," he yelled, "thou must kill Vampire Potter."
I thought about Vampire, and his sexa eyes and his gothic black hair. Now his face looks just like Joel Madden. I remember that Draco had said I didn't understand. So I thought, what if Draco went out with Vampire before I went out with him and they broke up? No! Voldemort! I shouted back. Voldemort gave me a gun. No, please, I begged.
Thou must, he yelled. If thou dost not, then I shall kill thy beloved Draco.
How did you know that? I asked in a surprised way. Voldemort got a dude, you're so stupid look on his face.
I have telekinesis, he answered cruelly. And if you don't kill Vampire, then thou know what will happen to Draco, he shouted.
Then he flew away angrily on his broomstick. I was so scared and mad, I didn't know what to do. Suddenly Draco came into the woods. Draco, I said. Hi. Hi, he said, but his face was all sad. He was wearing white foundation and messy eyeliner, kind of like a pentagram. Get it? Between Joel Madden and Gerard Way. Are you okay? I asked. No, he answered. I'm sorry I got all mad at you, but I thought you cheated on me, I expelled. That's okay, he said, all depressed. They went back into Hogwarts together, making out. I love how they just, how depressedly is, like, an adverb. This is just a masterpiece. Okay. Chapter 10. Author's note. Stop it. If you do not like my story, then F off. Please, it turns out Bloody Mary isn't a muggle after all, and she and Vampire are evil. That's why they moved houses, okay? I was really scared about Voldemort all day. I was even upset, went to rehearsals in my gothic metal band, Bloody Gothic Rose 666. I am the lead singer of it, and I play guitar. People say we sound like a cross between GC, Slipknot, and My Chemical Romance. The other people in the band are Bloody Mary, Vampire, Draco, Ron, although we call him Diablo now, he has black hair with blue streaks in it, and Hagrid. Only today, Draco and Vampire were depressed, so they weren't coming, and we wrote songs instead. I knew Draco was probably committing self-harm. He wouldn't die because he's a vampire, and the only way you can kill a vampire is with a CROSS. There's no way I'm writing that. Or a stake. And Vampire was probably watching a depressing movie like Corpse Bride. I put on black leather shirt that showed off my boobs, and a tiny matching miniskirt that said, Simple Plan, on the butt. You might think I'm a bad word, but I'm really not. We were singing a cover of Helena. At the end of the song, I suddenly burst into tears. Ebony, are you okay? Bloody Mary asked in a concerted voice. What the F do you think? I asked angrily. And then I said, well, Voldemort came and the effing idiot told me to effing kill Henry. Harry. But I don't want to kill him, because he's really nice, and even if he did go out with Draco. But if I don't kill Harry, then Voldemort will effing kill Draco. I burst into tears. Suddenly, Draco jumped out from a wall behind me. Why didn't you effing tell me? He shouted. How could you? You effing poser, muggle, B-word. See, is that out of character? I started to cry and cry. Draco started to cry too, all sensitive. Then he ran out crying. We practiced for one more hour. Then, suddenly, Dumbledore walked in angrily. His eyes were all fiery, and I knew this time it wasn't because he had a headache. What have you done? He started to cry wisely. See, that's basically not swearing, and this time he was really upset, and will you see why? Ebony, Draco has been found in his room. He has died. God, I hate this. Why do I have to keep reading this? Okay. Okay. Per government regulations, I'm gonna take a break by reading a public service announcement. Whoop-de-doo. Okay, let's flip to a random page.
Walking is good exercise, public service announcement. Although other physical activities can provide a more vigorous workout, walking is easy, requires no special equipment, and is good exercise for most adults. In urban areas, walking can be an excellent alternative to driving or even taking public transportation. For example, it's just a little over 2.5 miles from the Tufts campus in Medford to Harvard Square in Cambridge, a distance that can only be walked in about 45 minutes by a healthy adult. Walking can get you fresh air, exercise, burn calories, save you money. With all the inattentive and otherwise impaired drivers on the road, it's safer than riding a bike. A public service announcement from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. All right, and with that, I'm going to take a 5-minute break with Harry Potter soundtrack. All right, just give me 1 second to get that up. And it is not on Rivendell. One sec. Nothing by John Williams is on Rivendell. All right, in that case, I'll be back in 5 minutes with automated music.
August to September, we wanna see you.
Thank you for waiting through that break. You are listening to WOMFO in Medford. My name is Peter Wolf, running the sleep deprivation station at 3:36 a.m. You're listening to my dramatic reading of My Immortal. Right now, we are on Chapter 11. I would give a summary, but I have turned off my brain for the past 30 minutes, and I have no idea what the plot is. And without further ado, let's go. All right. My Immortal, Chapter 11. Author's note. I said stop flaming up preps, okay? See if this chapter is stupid. 1111. It deals with really stress issues. But see for yourself if it's stupid. Brura fangs to my friend Raven for clipping me. No, I screamed. I was horrified. Bloody Mary tried to comfort me, but I told her to F off, and I ran to my room, crying myself. Dumbledore chased after me shouting, but had to stop when I went into my room because he looked like a perv in that way. Anyway, I started crying tears of blood, and then they got all over my clothes, so I took them off and jumped into the bath, angrily, while I put on a Linkin Park song at full volume. I grabbed a steak and almost sucked it into my heart to end it all. I was so effing depressed. I got out of the bathtub and put on a black low-cut dress with lace all over it, sadly. I put on black high heels with pink metal stuff on the ends and six pairs of skull earrings. I couldn't effing believe it. Then I looked out of the window and screamed. Snap was spying on me, and he was taking a videotape of me. And Lupin was masticating to it. They were sitting on their broomsticks. Ew, you fuck... effing... stop looking at me naked. Are you creepy or what? I screamed, putting on black towel with a picture of Marilyn Manson on it. Suddenly, Vampire ran in. Abracadabra, he yelled at Snape and Lupin, pointing to his womb. I took my gun and shot Snape and Lupin a gazillion times, and they both started screaming, and the camera broke. Suddenly, Dumbledore ran in. Ebony, it has been revealed that someone has... No! He shouted, looking at Snape and Lupin, and then he waved his hand, and suddenly... Hagrid ran outside on his broom and said, "Everyone, we need to talk." You know what, Hagrid? You're just a little Hogwarts student. I may be a Hogwarts student. Hagrid paused angrily. But I am also a Satanist. This cannot be, Snape said in a crisp voice, as blood dripped from his hands where Dumbledore's wand had shot him. There must be other factors. You don't have any, I yelled in madly. Lupin held up the camera triumphantly. The lens may be ruined, but the tape is still there. I felt faint, more than I normally do, like how it feels when you do not drink enough blood. Why are you doing this? Lupin said angrily while he rubbed his dirty hands around his cloak. And then I heard the words that I'd heard before, but not from him. I did not know whether to feel shocked and happy or to bite him and drink his blood because I felt faint. Because, Hagrid said as he paused in the air dramatically, waving his wand in the air. Then swooped he in, singing to the tune of a gothic version of a song by 50 Cent. Because you're gothic, Snap asked in a little afraid voice, because he was afraid it meant he was connected with Satan. Because I love her! Chapter 12, oh god, please kill me. Author's note. Stop A-ing, okay? Hagrid was creepy too. A lot of people in American schools are like that. I wanted to address the issue. How do you know Snap Aunt Christian plus Hagrid isn't really in love with Ebony. That was Cedric, okay? I was about to hurt myself again with the silver knife that Drago had given me in case anything happened to him. He had told me to use it valiantly against an enemy, but I knew that we must go both together. No, I thought it was Hagrid, but it was the vampire, he started to scream. OMFG, no, my scar hurts! And then his eyes rolled up. You could only see his red whites. I stopped. How did you know? I saw it, and my scar turned into a lightning bolt. No, I ran up closer. I thought you didn't have a scar anymore, I shouted. I do, but Diablo changed into a pentagram for me. Wait, vampire is Harry? Oh, I should be doing the British accent. I do, but Diablo changed into a pentagram for me, and I always cover it up with a fountain, he said back. Anyway, my scar hurt, and I turned it back into the lightning bolt. Save me. Then I had a vision of what was happening to Draco. Voldemort has him bondage. Anyway, I was in the school's nurse office now, recovering from my hurt arms. Snap and Lupin and Hagrid were there too. They were going to St. Mungo's after they recovered because they were creepy, and you can't have those effing creeps into school with lots of hot girls. Dumbledore had constipated the video camera they took of me naked. I put my middle finger at them. Ebony, I need to tell you something, he said in a serious voice, giving me the roses. F off, I told him. You know I effing hate the color pink anyway. I don't like the effed up preps like you, I snapped. Hagrid had been mean to me before for being gothic.
No, Ebony. Those are not roses.
What, are they goths too, you poser prep? I asked, because I was angry that he had brought me pink roses.
I saved your life, he yelled, angrily.
No, you didn't, I replied. You saved me from getting a Paris Hilton P video made of the shower scene and viewed by Snap and Lupin, who masticated, see, is that spelled wrong? To it, he added silently. Whatever, I yelled angrily. That's not a spell, that's a... Oh, he pointed his wand at the pink roses. These aren't roses. He suddenly looked at them with an evil look in his eye and muttered, well, if you wanted, honestly, that's all you had to say. It's not a spell, that's an MCR song, I corrected him wisely. I know, I was just warming up my vocal cords. Then he screamed, Petulis Marengo mi cremicli romacio. For all you cool gothic MCR fans out there, that is a tribute, specifically for Raven. I love you, girl. IMO noto, okayo? And then the roses turned into huge black flames floating in the middle of the air. It was black. Now I knew he wasn't a prep. Okay, I believe you now. WTF is Draco? Hagrid rolled his eyes. I looked into the balls of flame, but I could see nothing. You see, Enobi, Dumbledore said, watching the two of us, watching the flame. See two which in the flames. Haha, you reverse flames, get it? You must find yourself first, okay? I have found myself okay, you mean old man, Hagrid yelled. Dumbledore looked shocked. I guess he didn't have a headache, or else he would have said something back. Hagrid stormed off back to his bed. You are liar-proof, Dumbledore. Anyway, when I got better, I went upstairs and put on a black leather mini dress that was all ripped with the ends of lace on it. There was some corset stuff out on the front. Then I put black fishnets and black high-heeled boots with pictures of Billy Joel Armstrong on them.
I put my hair all around me so I looked like Samara from The Ring. If you don't know who she is, you're a prep, so F off. I put on blood red lipstick, black eyeliner, and black lip gloss. You look kawaii, girl, Bloody Mary said. Fangs, get it? You do too, I said sadly too, but I was still upset. I hurt both my arms, feeling totally depressed, and I sucked all the blood. I cried again in the bathroom and put the shades on, so Snap and Lupin couldn't spy on me this time. I went into some classes. Vampire was in the hair of magic creatures. He looked all depressed because Draco had disappeared, and he had used to be in love with Draco. He was sucking some blood from a Hufflepuff. Hi, he said in a depressed way. Hi back, I said in a dewy quai said way. Stop the automation. We both looked at each other for some time. Harry had beautiful red gothic eyes, so much like Draco's. Then we jumped on each other and started screwing each other. Stop it now, you horny simpletons, shouted Professor McGonagall, who was watching us, and so was everyone else. Vampire, you effer, I said, slapping him. Stop trying to do things with me. You know I love Draco, I shouted, and then I ran away angrily. Just then, he started to scream, OMFG, no, my scar hurts. And then his eyes rolled up. You can only see his red whites. No, I ran up closer. I thought you didn't have a scar anymore, I shouted. I do, but Diablo changed it into a pentagram for me, and I was always covered with foundation, he said back. Anyway, my skull hurt, and then I had a vision of what was happening to Draco. Voldemort has him in bondage. Special thanks to Raven, my gothic blood sister. WTF, you're supposed to writ this. 1111111. Hey, Raven, do you know where my sweater is? Oh my god, I'm only halfway. Chapter 13. Author's note. Raven. Thanks for gelping me again. I'm sorry. I took your poster of Gerard, but that guy is such an effing sex bomb. Preps, stop flamminginging. Voldemort and I ran up the stairs looking for Dumbledore. We were so scared. Dumbledore, Dumbledore, we both yelled. Dumbledore came there. What is it that you want now, you despicable snobs? He asked angrily. Voldemort has Draco, we shouted at the same time. He laughed in an evil voice. No, don't! We need to save Draco, we begged.
No, he said meanly. I don't give a darn what Voldemort does to Draco. Not after how he misbehaved in school, especially with you, Ebony. He said while he frowned, looking at me. Besides, I never liked him that much anyway. Then he walked away. Vampire started crying. My Draco, he moaned. Author's note, skipping that. It's okay, I tried to tell him, but that didn't stop me.
He started to cry tears of blood. Then he had a brainstorm.
I have an idea, he exclaimed.
What? I asked him.
You'll see.
He took out his wand and did a spell. Then, suddenly, we were in Voldemort's lair. We ran in with our wands just as we heard a croon voice say, Allah Kedavra! It was Voldemort.
Chapter 14. Author's note. F off, preps, okay? Raven, thanks for helping again. I'm sorry I couldn't update, but I was depressed and I had to go to the hospital because I hurt myself.
P.S. I'm not updating till you give me 10 God with words. Warning. Some of this chapter is extremely scary. Viewer excretion advised. Oh my god, I have to keep doing this for 10 more minutes.
Okay.
We ran to where Voldemort was. It turned out that Voldemort wasn't there. Instead, the fat guy who killed Cedric was. Voldemort was there, crying tears of blood. Snake Trail was torturing him. Voldemort and I ran out in front of Snake Trail.
"Rid my sight, you despicable preps," he shouted,
as we started shooing him with the gun. Then he suddenly looked at me, and he fell down with a lovey-dovey look in his eyes. "Period," he said. "In this, he is 16 years old, so not a creep, okay?" "Huh?" I asked. "Ebony, I love you. Will you do things with me?" I asked Snaketail. I started laughing crudely. "What the F? You torture my BF, and then you expect me to F you? God, you are so effed up, you effing idiot," I said angrily. Then I stabbed him in the heart. Blood poured out of me like a fountain. "No!" he screamed. He started screaming and running around. Then he fell down and died. I burst into tears, sadly. "Snaketail, what art thou doing?" cried Voldemort. Then he started coming. We could hear his high heels clacking to us. So we got on our broomsticks and flew to Hogwarts. We went to my room. The vampire went away. There, I started crying. "What's wrong, honey?" asked Draco, taking off his clothes so we could screw. He had a sex pack. Get it? Because he's so sexy. And really huge you-know-what and everything. "It was so unfair," I yielded. "Why can't I just be ugly or plain like all the other girls in preps, except for Bloody Mary, because she's not ugly or anything?" "Why would you want to be ugly? I don't like the preps anyway. They are such effing bad words," answered Draco. "Yeah, but everyone is in love with me. Like Snape and Lupin took a video of me naked. Hagrid says he's in love with me. Vampire likes me, and now even Snaketail is in love with me. I just want to be with you, okay, Draco? Why couldn't Satan make me less beautiful?" I shouted angrily. "And don't worry, NLB isn't a snob or anything, but a lot of people have told her she's pretty." "I'm too good at too many things. Why can't I just be normal? It's an effing curse," I shouted, and I ran away. Chapter 16. 15. Author's note. Stop flamming, okay? BTW, you suck from... No, every time someone flams me, I'm going to hurt myself. Fangs to Raven for lepping. "Ebony! Ebony!" shouted Draco, sadly. "No, please come back!" But I was too mad. "Whatever. Now you can go have fun with the vampire," I shouted. I stormed into my room and closed my back door with my blood-red key. It had a picture of Marilyn Manson on it. I'm noticing a coincidence here. He looked so sexy in a way that reminded me of Draco and Vampire. I started to cry and weep. I took a razor and started to hurt myself. I drank the blood, all depressed. Where was I? Then I looked at my black GC watch and noticed it was time for biology class. I put on a short, ripped black gothic dress and said anarchy on the front, and in blood red lizards, and was ripped out in a spiky belt. Under that, I put on a ripped black fishnet and boots that said Joel over them with blood red letters.
I put my ebony black hair out. Anyway, I went downstairs feeling all sad and depressed as usual. I did some advanced biology work. I was turning a bloody pentagram on a black guitar. Suddenly, the guitar turned to Draco. Enabi, I love you, he shouted, sadly. I do not care what those effer preps and posers think. You're the most beautiful girl in the world. Before I met you, I used to want to hurt myself all the time. Now I just want to effing be with you. I effing love you. They started to sing The Chronicles of Life and Death. We considered it our song now because we fell in love while Joel was singing it. Right in front of the entire class. His singing voice was so amazing and gothic and sexy, like a cross between Gerard, Joel, Chester Pierre, and Marilyn Manson. And don't you think those guys are so hot? If you do not, who they are? Get the F out of here. OMFG, I said when he finished. Some effing preps stared at us, but I just stuck up my middle finger that we were covered in black nail polish and were intertwined with Draco's arm at them. I love you, I said, and then we started to kiss like Hillary Duff. I effing hate that B word. And CMM together in a Cinderella story. Then we went away holding hands. Lupin shouted at us, but he stopped because everyone was clapping by how sexy we looked together. Then I saw a poster saying MCR would have a concert at Hogsmeade right then. We looked at each other all shocked, and then we went together. Okay. I'm sorry, guys. I'm so sorry. I can't do this anymore. I truly thought that I would have the endurance to read My Immortal in its entirety at 3 a.m., but I could not. I just cannot. I need to sleep. Sleep deprivation is not working. I am on chapter 16, which is about halfway through the story. I'm gonna tune out tonight. I'm literally too tired to think. Thank you for listening to WMFO in Medford. This is Peter Wolf on the Sleep Deprivation Station. You listened to the first half of My Immortal, and I'm gonna tune out. Have a lovely night. Go to bed. And enjoy life. All right. Have a good night.